Welcome to another episode of the Identity Theft Warriors, your frontline defense against identity theft. We're all about prevention. To find out more, go to keepmyid.org. Use the code FSN2 and you can get started now. Welcome. You are listening to the Identity Theft Warriors. It's Kerry Lutz. And with us is Heather Wagenhals. She is an expert in protecting your identity from identity theft. And she's been at it for a long time. Heather, welcome back.
Thanks so much for having me.
Hey, so massive breach, probably one of the biggest ones to date, Heather. And even though you love to hate federal employees, they are Americans, and this one's really serious. It's got national security implications written all over it. What happened? They've been after the Office of Personnel Management, Federal Office of Personnel Management. That included security clearances. And if you've ever gone through a security clearance process, they literally interview the woman who babysat for you when, you know, before you were toilet trained. I mean, it's everything. I mean, this is really serious, isn't it?
Yes, it's super pervasive. And what I think that is being missed in this is that there are two separate breaches. So there was the one of all of the federal employees, and then there was this additional separate attack where the hackers stole the highly sensitive information that's used to vet federal employees for different security clearances. And it's pretty widespread, and everybody, the finger pointing is starting, and the Obama administration is just saying that it is the Chinese, but there's actually, you know, how do you identify that? You know, they've been working on this since December, trying to figure out how they got in. But, I mean, it speaks to a larger perspective because people with political agendas, people from other countries, obviously, is wanting to steal secrets. But you've got people that just want to sabotage, you know, President Barack Obama's administration. You know, the CIA's public website was hacked just last year, and they took also control of the U.S. military's Twitter feed. So you've got all kind of people with different agendas. I can't just think that it would just only be the Chinese.
Well, in any event, it appears that we're in a cyber war. Bombs and bullets aren't flying, at least between the major powers. Who knows what's being done in return? It's not something the United States talks about. And you can't really attribute it to anybody because it's random IP addresses. The degree of sophistication that occurs here, it's really easy to cover your tracks here. Right? It's really impossible to know who exactly is doing this.
Right. And so, and that really is not of any concern to us because so what? You know, if I've already had my information breached, do I care who did it? No, I just care what the ramifications are going to be of that.
Yeah. And that's why it's so important. I mean, they're already, at least the OPM information supposedly is already on the dark web being sold, I guess, by the, you know, by the thousands, and they're already trying to take out accounts and credit cards and mortgages on these people.
Right. You know, and I think that the thing that we forget that we have kind of in our own back pocket is we have resources to be proactive. You know, if you think about it, you buy a computer and then as soon as you get a virus, then you're like, oh, I need to get virus protection software. And that's great because it does serve a purpose. But the virus protection software can only stop stuff that it knows about. So until you get hacked by a new virus, and until someone reports this new virus being hacking their system or doing whatever it's doing, then they have to go back and retrofit the cure to stop the virus. But you're going to have to be breached. So that's what I refer to as reactive care. But there are things that we can do to protect ourselves, especially if, you know, we're trying to build our lives or rebuild our lives. If we've had, you know, a major catastrophic event, financially, a divorce, a death in the family of an income-producing spouse, our credit and our good name is all we have. And then if these people have it, they can start wreaking havoc on it. And wouldn't that be think if you're in the middle of a job interview for some sort of job and there's a bunch of credit that's been defaulted on and your ability to have your character be referenced is going to challenge your ability to get that job. And so the only way that we can truly protect ourselves is to lock down our credit. So even if somebody has this information, it becomes useless to them.
Yeah, and that's it. We always say an ounce of prevention's worth a pound of cure, and that's why we've gotten involved with keepmyid.org. That's why you need to do it now. Lock down your credit before it's too late, rather than having to go pick up the pieces later. I mean, you gave the perfect example last week of your husband getting income tax return fraud committed, and you're still fighting it years later. And hey, you're the expert here. If it can happen to you, then it can happen to anybody.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, and it's so funny because, you know, my husband goes nuts with all of those robocalls and all of those things that call the house. And he's like, why do we even have a home phone? And I'm like, because it's recon for my radio show, honey. I've got to touch these people.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, couldn't put it any better. And yeah, having that phone gives you an inside line into all the scams that are attempted or at least trying to be perpetrated, right? If you didn't have the home phone, how would you know?
Right, because, you know, I've only got one or two robo-dials on my mobile phone, but on my home phone, gosh, all day long, that's all it is. Nobody even calls me on my home phone that wants to talk to me. So I know every call is a potential opportunity for me to share with the audience. But, you know, you can sit there and wait till you and I throw nuggets out about what the next scam is to prepare ourselves. But ultimately, you know, we got to, that's reactive. We still have to be proactive. And I think that, you know, we heard a lot about it years ago. And, you know, it's really inexpensive to lock down and freeze your credit. But again, what do we teach on my radio show? It's that we already know what to do. We just don't do it because behavior trumps knowledge. And so, you know, that's going to be painful for us to have to sit down and fill out the form and send in our check and then confirm that it was done. And that takes time. And right now, when I have to go drop little Johnny and Susie off for swim lessons and piano and violin and pick up my husband's dry cleaning and then run over and, you know, work on this volunteer charity organization. Oh, plus I have my own business to run and all of these things is piling up. Am I really going to get to something like that to be proactive? No, I'm in reactive mode. That's what how I live my life. I'm a fireman, and I just go to the loudest, biggest fire and put that one out and then go to the next. I don't have time to lock down my credit.
It's a perfect example. KeepMyID.org. Use the code FSN2. You get a huge discount on it. And hey, it's the same thing. I mean, I was at the point where I had metabolic syndrome. I could have, in my younger years, just controlled my diet, ate healthy, eaten healthy, and cut back on the carbs. And I would have never gotten to that point. I wouldn't have been type 2 diabetic. But instead, I didn't pay attention. I just laughed at my doctor. So I got to the point where it really became a health issue, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, fatty liver disease. So then it got serious and I had to go lose 25 pounds over the course of a couple of months. And like you said, you know the right thing to do. You absolutely know the right thing to do, but you just don't do it. And then it becomes an emergency. Whereas if I had just taken off 2 pounds every 6 months for a couple of years, I would have never gotten to that point. If I'd just eaten right from the time of my 30s, just like investing in savings. You know, my son just graduated from college and we went around the table. It was a great thing that my daughter said, my daughter Chelsea said, what are one piece of advice you would give if you were graduating from college today that you would have done in Brandon's position? And mine was, hey, I would have started saving and investing at 21, started buying real estate, and that's what I would have done. So I wouldn't be working now. I'd still be working, but I wouldn't need to be working. And it's the funniest thing. And hopefully he'll listen. But hey, when it comes to your credit and your reputation, you need to act now because I think, Heather, it's going to get a lot worse out there before it gets better, before they come up with a new system at the IRS, before they lock down all of these systems that have your data on it, because they're just not doing it, Heather.
Well, and that's not really the issue. If we take the simple steps to protect ourselves, that would never, we wouldn't even have to concern ourselves with how they do that. We have to be careful. I think that we're treading on a slippery slope here, because if we start passing laws or trying to regulate the way data is stored and managed, I think that we're going to have bigger problems instead of letting individuals sort it out themselves, you know, individual companies and people taking ownership and responsibility for themselves, you know, because you can't regulate human behavior. And we can try as we might, but it's, you know, akin to urinating in the wind, I think.
Yeah, well, I don't mean to say that I want the government to come out and save us all, but I think there's a new generation of tools coming out there that will make it much more difficult for the hackers to get in there, whether they're governmental hackers or just independent guys, lone wolves out there trying to cash in on stealing your data and then reselling it. I think there's a new generation of tools coming out there. There has to be. That's going to make it much harder, but who knows when it's coming out. And you can't, you got to take control. You got to take ownership of your identity, of your data, and you've got so many ways of doing it, whether it's cleaning out your browser, don't use all those auto recognition tools, right? Autofill for your username and password, because we're lazy at heart, right?
Absolutely. You know, data at rest is what's in jeopardy, even if you are encrypted.
Yeah. And these breaches, just one after the other, the health insurers, the government, I mean, healthcare.gov is a joke. Even if that subsidy looks really attractive to you.
I'm still waiting for them to come after me because, you know, I never signed up for Obamacare.
Oh.
On purpose. So I'm waiting for them to come after me.
Yeah.
But nobody has.
Yeah, well.
Maybe they don't care.
Yeah, well. But they care so much about you, Heather. They really care.
I can see that. I thought for sure they would have cared for my, what is the fine, $58 or something?
Yeah.
You know, I've been waiting for them to come after me just for the fine money, but. Yeah. I haven't seen anything. So yeah. Disheartening.
No,
the responsiveness of my federal government.
Just remember, anything you say can and will be used against you in the court of tax law.
Yeah, there we go.
But just remember, keepmyid.org, code FSN2, and it's vital that you lock down your credit reports now, especially if you are a federal employee. And state employees, just remember, as easy as it was for them to get the feds, it's got to be even easier to get the states, because the states are way behind the federal government in terms of security, of locking down your data. And look, they got the taxpayers 2 weeks before on the 4516 transcript request database. Heather, remember that? We talked about that a couple weeks ago. So,
oh, I know.
It's all...
Yeah, I mean, it's insane.
Yeah, so where does it stop? We don't know, but you got to take measures at least to stop them from stealing your personal credit. And there's an insurance component to keepmyid.org as well. If they do manage to grab certain of your data, they've got insurance that'll back you up. So, Heather, your site, where do we find out more about you and listen to your work?
UnlockYourWealthRadio.com.
All right. And we will have a link to it on our site as well. Heather, always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
The pleasure was mine. Make it a prosperous day.
This has been another episode of the Identity Theft Warriors. To find out more, go to keepmyid.org and use the code FSN2 to get started now.